Who likes stories? Who doesn't like stories? Shmuel Shapira, that song. Shmuel, one of his main things was he was always silent. He hardly spoke. If he didn't have to speak, he did not speak. Unlike me. Not like me. Even he didn't have to speak, he didn't have to, he didn't. Okay? It says in the Gemara, a person should always put himself like a mute. That's the Gemara says. Shmuel was silent every place where he didn't have to speak. It wasn't necessary for him to speak. The Rav of Meron until today, Rav Meir Shtern, Shtern, you know that it's Meron. He has all the houses there.
Meir Shtern?
Yeah. Rav Meron.
Rav Meron.
Meron, you know Meron?
Yeah,
60
years.
Yeah, many years. Yeah, 60 years. He's an older guy. He had a very close connection with Shmuel, because Shmuel was always in Meron. Right? So he said, people are always very amazed of Shmuel's guarding his eyes, unbelievable. But I am amazed by his ability to keep silent. Right? It's unbelievable. People are going up to him to ask him, to explain to him what the situation is and what he thinks he has to do with him. But he couldn't get out of him what to do. Time that Shmuel was alive, in the years that he was around, it was sort of a period of time that general Vesta was being formed. Because before, after the war, there was a year, a few years, there wasn't formation of a Kehila of Vesta after the war. Numan, there was before the war.
After the second war.
Okay. And it started becoming big. And also, in the end of his years, people were going to Uman a little bit. Here and there, it was the end of the what's it called?
Soviet Union.
Yeah, at the end. The people.
In 70s, 80s.
Well, it's only 89. Yeah, and a lot of times Shmuel had opinions. He didn't say them out loud. He never spoke. That was his shita. And he definitely did not have to do anything to do with politics. Not Haredi politics, any politics. Everyone knew Shmuel was very against anything to do with the state. Very against. Very against. To do with the state, not to vote in the state, not take money from the state. He was very to keep away from the state. Very much. But he never told anyone what he holds. He kept what he holds himself. That's what I hold. When I hold it from the older. Not telling anyone. Okay?
But it's
Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is great. No one's saying anything about against the Eretz. State of Israel doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. Right? State of Israel is Medinat Yisrael.
We lived here with the king.
The what?
We had a king one time. We have a history of all of this.
Ah, but I tell you what. Since the Zionists took over the land, right, after the
even before.
And even before. Before the state was formed. Everyone knows the story that they prevented Jews from coming from Europe before the war, and when the war began, they prefer that they will be wiped out. Though the Haredi Jews, they don't need them here. And also, till today, they teach Kfira. The whole idea is Kfira. Everyone knows the stories of the boys of Iran. Everyone knows the stories of the boys from these people who came from Yemen, people who came from all the Arab countries, and they made them into Poshin, they cut off the payas, and they sent them to to be like going, to live like going. Everyone knows that.
But it's not being taught at the schools.
That's all they are. That's all. That's what the Zionists are against. They're against Hashem. They're against Hashem. The Zionists that they build the state, they're against Hashem. Against the word of Hashem. I'm not talking about this specific person, that specific person. And some people have good intentions and they want to do it, this and that. But in general, that's for keeping Shabbos, for having kosher, for not. Unfortunately, that's Hashem. Hold on, still the tshuva. But that's why I'm not taking positions. So I'm telling you the tshuva, not matzav. The situation of them. Okay? Some people, because of that, they don't vote in the Knesset. They don't. Some people, a lot of big tzaddikim say, no, it's not true. It's true that they're against Hashem. But still, we can be part of the Knesset and everything, and we can vote and can do things and go do things through them. I'm not saying who's right, who's wrong, who am I, or nothing. I'm just telling you what Reb Shmuel held. Reb Shmuel was one of the people who held. But you have to disconnect them, but he never said his thing in public. When people privately asked him, he told them what he thinks. But in public, he never spoke. Okay?
Rabbeinu felt the same way.
Rabbeinu didn't know. In the beginning, he thought to go vote, and then Shmuel convinced him not. In Breslev, in general, you don't deal with these things. You see, Rashi, he didn't deal with
state. Don't take money from the state
for their schools and stuff. No.
Well, what's amazing is that my daughter's just graduated from high school, and none of that was taught.
No, of course they don't teach her. They hide that. Stealing the babies, you know they stole babies? The state stole babies in the 50s? Now it's famous. What?
I heard
something. Yeah, yeah, now it's famous. Now there's books about it. Stole from the Yemenites. It's very sad. That a million Jews in the country don't know how to say Shema Yisrael? Here in the Jewish state? Come on. That's where we go out. But Baruch Hashem, we have a place to live in. I'm not. On the one hand, yes. On the one hand, you say, Baruch Hashem, we can have yeshivas here. And we can live here freely. Yeah, we don't have to be scared for our heads like in Europe. Like it was all the years in Europe. Baruch Hashem, I'm not complaining that Hashem gave us a place to be in. But on the one hand, you have to know that some things are not so good.
But at least we can do distribution.
Distribution. Yes, Hashem also did good things. Hashem, there's only good, but also good things came out of this state, yeah? That is here. It's not the ultimate, obviously. Yeah. Hashem, we want the kingdom of David, like you said. We want a king, we want Mashiach.
Yeah. I was just pointing out that we did have a political system here at one time.
What's that?
We did have a political system, we had a monarchy. Was part of our history, so we...
The monarchy? What's the monarchy?
Monarchy.
The king.
We had a king.
Yeah, of course we had a King David, King Solomon, all the kings.
Right. Obviously. So we had Solomon.
Yeah, you're talking about the past 50 years, 60 years. Not talking about
the past 50 years.
Shmuel was completely drunk one Purim, and people tried to convince the force to get out of him a bad word against the state or against certain people that are running the state. Not a word came. He was completely drunk. Not a word came out of mouth against anyone.
When did they do this?
Completely silent about other people, about the state in public. Not a word. Not a word. Yeah? Why? Not because they don't deserve a curse. Because if Shmuel won't dirty his mouth to speak about anyone, speaking bad about someone, he won't. He's still running. One thing of Shmuel is running away from, like from fire. Machlokes. Nothing to do with Machlokes. Anything which has to do with Machlokes, it's a famous story I told you from Shmuel Shapiro, from Rabbi Yitzchak Benda. There was some argument going on in the Brest of Shul. So he was saying this way. And someone tried to find out what the Levi Yitzchak holds. So he took him to the mikvah and he's trying asking him this and that. And the Levi Yitzchak says, he doesn't tell him a clear answer. He didn't want to take part. So when he reaches the mikvah here in Mashalim, near the Shtubah out there, so Levi Yitzchak looks at the guy and says, did you finish everything you have to do today already? I didn't. Bye bye. And he runs to the mikvah. He didn't take part in machlekes. He don't take part. Like Rav Hashanah always speaks. He don't take part in machlekes. He don't take part in machlekes. There's a big argument before Uman was open if to have the kibbutz in Meron, the kibbutz of Hashanah of Breslin in Meron, to have it here in the rest of Shul. Yeah. Rav Shmuel, of course, where was that all the time? In Meron. Shmuel was Meron, right? Rav Levi Yitzchak, always there. Where do you have to be? In Yerushalayim.
Right.
Yeah. But Rav Shmuel, even though every time he used to only go to Meron for the last year of his life, he went to Meron for Rosh Hashanah. He never tried to convince anyone to go to Meron. He never told them you have to go to Meron. Yes, Meron.
Did
he
change?
Not.
No.
No, once again. He did not take part in the argument if he had to be Meron or Yerushalayim. He himself went to Meron. He didn't say a word about it. He ran away from Machlokes.
Did anyone ask him?
People asked him, and he says, he didn't answer.
He didn't say to go to Uman?
What?
He didn't say to go to
He couldn't go to Uman then. And they were best friends, Shmuel and Levi Yitzchak. Yeah, they're best friends. We'll learn next week about how good friends they were.